it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back courtside at the Kohl Center, John Adias with you, getting set for the Badgers and the Northwestern Wildcats. A great crowd on hand in Madison today. It is National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and the Badgers have the stands packed here on the lower bowl. Probably one of the bigger crowds of the season, if not the biggest. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Wildcats of Northwestern. They come in 0-9 in Big Ten play. They have yet to win a Big Ten contest so far this season. 7-13, the record overall under head coach Joe McEwen in his 15th season. Kayla Rainey's a 5'6 senior guard. Second in steals, over 1.5 per game. Sydney Wood, 5'11 guard. Second in scoring, 11 per game. Kaylee Walsh is a 6'3 sophomore, leads the way with 12 points per contest. Paige Mott is a 6'1 junior. Grabs about 4 rebounds per game. And Jasmine McWilliams is a 5'11 junior guard, rounding out the starting five for the Wildcats. Wisconsin under second-year coach Marissa Mosley is 7-14 this season and 2-7 in conference play. Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot junior guard from Naperville, Illinois, almost 11 per game. Julie Pospisilova, 6-foot senior out of the Czech Republic, has scored her 1,000th career point last game against Valpo. Maddie Wilkie, redshirt freshman out of Beaver Dam. Avery LaBarbera, 5'6 guard, transfer from Holy Cross. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 freshman from Brooklyn, New York, in the center circle for the Badgers. Matched up against Mott of Northwestern for the opening tip-off here this afternoon. It's back tapped and controlled by the Badgers into the hands of Wilkie. And Wisconsin will move right to left on its first possession of this game. Like I said, great crowd here. National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. Here's Pospisilova. Turnaround, free throw line jumper. Just off the mark. Williams with the offensive rebound for Wisconsin. Double team, kicks it back out to Julie on the left. Bounce inside, deep on the left. Here's Williams. Turnaround, right hand hook will fall and one. What a start for the Badgers as Sarah Williams goes to the free throw line to complete her three-point play. And Williams has been on a tear offensively. She comes in averaging just a touch under 12.5 points per game this season for Wisconsin. But she has scored in double figures for 5 straight contests. And during that span, free throw good. She's scoring about 16.5 points per game. 3-0 start for the Badgers against the Wildcats. Northwestern on its first possession as they'll let it go with a 3-out on top by Walsh. It's no good. The ball is loose. It's picked up at the 3-point arc by Pospisilova, who's hounded by a couple of Wildcats as Julie P hits the floor and got tied up by Paige Mott. So it'll be Northwestern basketball. This is Wood behind the left side. LaBarbera will defend to Walsh. Back over to the right end, Wood. Schrammick picks her up at the head of the key. Pass to Mott. Mott spins it back to her left. Rainey has it. Plenty of time on the shot clock. She'll drive and kick to the near side corner. McWilliams has it. Left hand dribble in the lane. Step through. Right hand short. Williams rips down the defensive rebound. Her second board of the game. LaBarbera up ahead. Intended for Schrammick, but knocked out of play by Wood. It'll stay with the Badgers. Right idea there by LaBarbera. She tried to get it to her teammate. Now LaBarbera catches the inbounds, has it high on the left side, gives it out to Pospisilova. Her defender overplaying that one, so Julie P drives to the free throw line and puts up the jumper, and it's in. 5-0 start for the Badgers. Her defender went for the steal. Pospisilova then attacked. That was Wood being a little too aggressive defensively, although Northwestern is a pretty decent defensive team. Here's a right-hand hook down deep on the left, and it's missed by Mott of Northwestern, rebounded by the Badgers. 8:26 to play first quarter, 5-0 start for Wisconsin. Outside right, LaBarbera. Toss mid-post to Williams. Williams now working on Walsh. Left-hand dribble, brings it back out with the pass to Pospisilova, gives it up to LaBarbera. Wisconsin resets. Williams sets the screen out at the top of the key. LaBarbera passes back to Schrammick, who catches. 3 is good. Brooke Schrammick drills the 3 just right of center. 8-0 Wisconsin, 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. What a start by the Badgers here. 2-7 in the Big Ten, 0-9 Northwestern. Wood has it to the free throw line, pushes off on Schrammick, then gets blocked by Schrammick, straight down to the court. Schrammick ties her up, loose ball, and possession arrow favors the UW.
Julie,
So here's Wisconsin in the backcourt, 7:44 to play. Up ahead to Pospisilova, angles in with a drive, now kicks to the left wing. Here's the Barbara, she throws the three. And Wisconsin has started out white hot here in the first quarter. And after the three, it's 11-0. There's a whistle that stops play, but they're going to keep going. 11-0 Wisconsin, 7.5 minutes to play, first quarter. McWilliams gets the screen by Mott out on top. She'll try the three. That one clangs off, no good. Schrammick rips it down. Outlet right sideline. Julie P. push up ahead. Williams one dribble. High off the backboard and it falls. 13-0 Wisconsin to start the game and a timeout by Northwestern. Well, one of the biggest crowds of the season enjoying one of the best starts of the season. 13-0 the Badgers, 7:13 to play first quarter. Timeout Wildcats, and we'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Great start for the Wisconsin women's basketball team. John Audius with you back at the Kohl Center. 13-0 the Badgers, 7:13 to play in the first quarter. And before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Badgers are 5-for-6 from the field. That's 83% shooting. Northwestern 0-for-5 to start this game. And it's a 13-0 start to this contest in favor of Wisconsin. Following the Northwestern timeout, Wildcats throw it inside to Mott over the double team, and it popped out. She got it back deep on the right. That one didn't fall either, but a foul will send Paige Mott to the free throw line, where Northwestern will try to stop this Badgers run to start the game. You can tell Joe McEwen, following that timeout, basically said, go down low. Let's go try to get an easy basket to stop this and proceed from there. And now Mott is at the free throw line. She's 49% this season. And the first one's good. So how about a 13-0 start for Wisconsin? Now 13-1 after the free throw by the Cats. By the way, some subs coming in for Northwestern. Second one is good, including Caroline Lau, the 5'9 first-year player, who's coming off a 20-point performance against Chicago State. Badgers break some backcourt pressure by the Cats. Now Pospisilova has it between the circles, defended by Wood. Crosses over and hands off to Schrammick on the near side. Pass finds LaBarbara, screen set by Sarah Williams. Passing to the right, Schrammick skips it to the near side. Pospisilova sips it inside, and there's a left-hand finish by Williams, deep on the left block. 15-2 Wisconsin, 6:25 to play in this first quarter. Sarah Williams off to a fantastic start. 7 of the 15 points for Wisconsin. Brown throws it inside. Mott, easy layup down low on the right. So they're really trying to get it inside to the 6'1 junior, Paige Mott. who just earned a trip to the free throw line and now makes the first field goal of the game for Northwestern. Cats one of seven from the floor. Wilkie has a free throw line. Kicks out to the right. LaBarbera catches ball fake. Got Wood in the air. No looks it to the corner. Here's Pospisil-Lovett with a three. No. Lau hauls it in for Northwestern. Cats near side. It's Wood catching in the front court. Pull up mid-range. Right side. Good. 5:47 and counting to go. First quarter. 15-6. Wisconsin leads Northwestern. Now the Cats showing a little bit of pressure, but the Badgers walk it across the timeline. Right half of the court. Wilkie has it. Left hand pass to Schrammick, who steers it over to Pospisil-Lovett, left wing. To Williams. Free throw line, and she traveled. Tried to make a move and go around Courtney Shaw, who was defending, and she traveled. And now Williams heads to the bench for Wisconsin. 7 points on 3 of 3 shooting for Williams in the first quarter. Badgers are 6 for 8 as a team from the floor. 5:23 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin up 15-6. Here's a drive by Wood. Now backing down Copeland. Left hand hook in the lane. No good. Off the hands of Wilkie. Into the hands of LaBarbera. She'll steer it over to the left sideline. Pospisil-Lovett attacking from the left. Has it down low. Kicking out LaBarbera. Passes to the corner. Copeland tries the three over Wood. It bangs off. No good. It's tipped into the air. And it's grabbed by Lau. Northwestern left to right. Lau has it down the lane. Leaves it off. Outside left where it's caught by Wood. And now Northwestern sets up its offense. Brown catches out on top. That's Jillian Brown inside. And a travel called against Shaw, who caught it down deep on the right block. Turnover Northwestern, 4:51 to play. First quarter, Wisconsin leads by 9, 15-6. They've led by as many as 13, scored the first 13 points of this game. Here comes LaBarbera, across half court, hands off to Wilkie, bounces to Pospisil-Lovett ahead of the key. Julie P. with the basketball. Recently reached over 1,000 career points against Valpo. Jump pass in the lane, stolen. Stolen by the Cats, it's Wood. Wood zigzagging through traffic, passes up ahead. Lau draws some contact, attacks from the left, missed the layup. It's loose on the floor. It's a tie-up between two Badgers and a Wildcat. Possession arrow to Northwestern. Now Sarah Williams, after a quick breather, comes back in for the Badgers. In for Brooke Schrammick. Williams, a 6'4 freshman, almost 12.5 points per game for Wisconsin. She led the way with 18 points against Valpo this past week in a Badgers win. Wood catches near side corner. Tries a lob inside. Caught by Shaw. Turnaround over Williams in the lane. No good. Offensive rebound. Cats kick it out to the left. Lau tries the three. That's no good. It is tipped out. Lau has it again. Another fresh shot clock for Northwestern. Lau out on top. Screen set by Shaw. Now Shaw's going to post up. Skip it to the far side. Here's a three from the left wing, and it rolls in for Weaver. The 5'11 sophomore scores about 2 per game for Northwestern. She's got 3. 15-9 Wisconsin, 3:54 and counting to play in the first quarter. Pospisil-Lovett has the basketball. Wanted to give it up to LaBarbera, but defensively, Northwestern stopped it there. Now LaBarbera catches left corner. The three is in the air. That one missed badly in the lane. Williams trying to grab it. Can't. Rebound it. Cats. Northwestern. Wood to the right corner. Here's Weaver again for three. This one from the right corner. No. Mott has the rebound and missed it down low, but was fouled by Williams. So now Northwestern on a run of its own. A 7-zip run by the Cats. And Paige Mott will step right back to the free throw line, where she's made the first 2 free throws of the day for Northwestern.
At the line for Northwestern, she made 2.
Mott, about 7.5 points per game this season for Northwestern, misses that one. She was one of the players in double figures in the win over Chicago State. Both these teams had a non-conference matchup. Here's the second one by Mott. Both these teams had a non-conference matchup on Wednesday, with the Badgers beating Valpo and Northwestern getting by Chicago State. 15-10. Now an 8-0 run for the Cats, and now a steal at midcourt by Wood. Wisconsin turns it over. Lau, outside right, dribbles to the free throw line. Left hand dribble. Soft toss over to the left, caught by Wood. Feed mid post on the left. Turn around, Mott in the lane over Williams, and it's in. 10-0 Northwestern run, and now it's just a 3-point Wisconsin lead. They led by as many as 13. LaBarbera has it right half of the court. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Asks for the screen, set by Williams. Now bouncing to Schrammick, back over to the right. Catch and shoot, Wilkie, three, and it's good. Maddie makes it from downtown, stopping a 10-0 Northwestern run. Mott out on top, defended by Stramick. Mott driving on Stramick. Tries it down low, missed it, got it back. Now tries it again, and Pospisilova came over to help, and I think they're going to get Pospisilova with the foul. And they will. 18-12 is your score. Wisconsin leads by 6, and now Mott is back at the free throw line again. By the way, third team foul against Wisconsin. It is the second against Williams. They got it on Sarah. According to the stats here, yeah, Williams, although maybe that was going to be Pospisilova. Oh, they changed it. Okay, that makes more sense. Pospisilova got called for her first. Mott misses the second. And somehow Northwestern comes out of there with the rebound. ...18-13, Wisconsin by 5, 2:20 to play in the first, Northwestern ball. Wood driving in from the left side, athletic layup is in with the left hand. She was falling to the floor, scooped it up and in, Wilkie. Her bounce pass is stolen, Weaver has it, in transition, Weaver, and it's stolen right back by Wilkie. Had it in the lane, Maddie took it back. Now Wilkie crosses midcourt for the Badgers. 1:55 to play in the first quarter. It's a three-point Wisconsin lead. Weaver checking LaBarbera almost at half court. Avery trying to dribble out of there. Bounces for Stramick in the high post. Stramick tries to get it back to LaBarbera, who cut to the rim. Now catches a baseline. Short jumpers in. Feed by Stramick. Finished by LaBarbera. There's Avery going up against that aggressive style of defense by Northwestern and said, okay, I'll just cut to the rim. Lau out on top over Williams. If that goes, nope. Long rebound into the hands of Weaver. Another offensive rebound for Northwestern. 8-1 on the offensive glass for the Cats here in the first quarter. 1:15 to play in the first. Skip pass near side. Lau has a shot over Pospisilova. Three's no good. Into the hands of LaBarbera. 20-15. Wisconsin by 5. Here is Julie P. attacking the rim. Down the lane. Missed it with the right hand. Rebounded by the Cats. Picked up by Shaw. And now Northwestern going to slow it down a little bit. Lau will walk across midcourt. Trailing by 5. It's the Badgers leading 20-15. 50 seconds to play in the first. Mott has it out on top. Williams gives her some space. They throw it to the corner. Three's in the air by Weaver. No. Grabbed by LaBarbera. Moves it into the front court. Bounces on the fast break for Wilkie. Missed it. Then Williams and Mott both secure the basketball at the same time. Jump ball possession arrow, Wisconsin. 35 seconds to go in the first. Sanaya Copeland comes into the game now for the Badgers. And Wilkie will get a breather. 5-point Wisconsin lead. The Badgers 8-for-14 from the floor. They started off on a 13-0 run in this first quarter. So I'll do the math for you. 15-7 since that 13-0 start in favor of Northwestern. So Copeland checks in along with LaBarbera, Stramick, Pospisilova, and Williams. Now off the baseline inbound, they get it to Stramick down low, lost the basketball on the floor. Wood comes out of there with it, throws it right to LaBarbera, back to the Badgers. Julie P. catches outside right and has the basketball. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Shot clock and game clock basically identical at this point. As Pospisilova is going to let time dwindle away, has it between the circles. We're down to 11. Julie P. left-hand dribble to the left wing. Tries to throw back to her right. Nothing there. Down to 5. Copeland driving left baseline. Bounces. It's caught by Stramick. Tries to hang in the air, but she traveled as she had a defender flying in her face. And just kind of, no, she didn't travel. She jumped in the air and just kind of tried to bounce past it to one of her teammates. And then the horn sounded to end the first quarter. Or did it? They're bringing both teams back out onto the court. I think what they're going to say is shot clock violation. It was, like I said, basically identical, a difference of almost half a second. So 0.6 seconds put back on the clock. Yeah, this makes more sense. So Northwestern will inbound backcourt in front of their own bench with 0.6, caught by Wood. Now it's the end of the first quarter. And after the first, it's the Badgers by 5, Wisconsin 20, Northwestern 15. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter after this. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't be at the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
You use your energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
After the first quarter, Wisconsin leads Northwestern by a score of 20-15. John Audius with you back courtside at the Kohl Center this afternoon. And today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond, as the Badgers got off to a great start in this game, scoring the first 13 points of the game before Northwestern decided to come back with a run of its own. And after the first quarter, it's a 5-point lead in what was as much as a 13-point lead. So, yeah, Wisconsin was able to bring it back up to 13 after Northwestern scored its first 2 points of the game at the free throw line. But then the Cats went on what was a 10-0 run to cut the lead to 3. And right now, still at single digits at 5 as the second quarter is underway, with Lau handling the basketball for the Cats. LaBarbera defends at the 3-point arc. Lau has it between the circles. Steers it to the right side. Weaver catches to the corner and Wood pops it inside. This is Walsh trying to go on one-on-one with Schrammick deep on the post. Missed it with the left-hand hook into the hands of LaBarbera. Wisconsin crosses the timeline. Second quarter just underway. Copeland gives it up to Schrammick. Gives it over to the left wing and Wilkie. Now they'll toss it around to the right side. Schrammick gives it up to Copeland. Leaves it off to the left in LaBarbera. Screen set by Williams. Now Sarah posting up, trying to get to the basketball. They bounce it inside. Williams gets around her defender. Missed it down low on the left. And the rebound by Northwestern. Spun right around from Weaver, but could not connect. It's the first miss of the game for Williams, who leads Wisconsin in scoring with 7. Wood has it outside right. Finds Weaver, lobs inside. Walsh, turn around, lost the basketball, chases it down in the corner, scoops it out to her teammate Lau, now to Wood. Now cutting is McWilliams to the cup, caught it, missed it down low on the right, picked up by Wisconsin. LaBarbera, right sideline, gives to Schrammick, high post find to Williams, working on Walsh, spinning on Walsh, up trying with the left hand, no, but a foul. And now they'll put Sarah Williams to the free throw line, and that'll be a foul against Northwestern. Did they get Walsh, though? No, it's Weaver. It's her first. So Copeland comes out, and Julie Pospisilova comes in. So here is Sarah Williams at the free throw line. She's been doing a great job at the charity stripe in her freshman season. Up to now 70% at the free throw line entering play today. She had been in the high 60s, but really starting to get into a rhythm at the free throw line. Next one by Williams is good. Nothing but net. Made it look easy. 22-15. Wisconsin leads, 8:40 to play in the second quarter. Williams now 9 points for the Badgers. She's 1 point away from her 6th straight game in double figures. Brown playing catch with Lau. Outside the arc, has it just right of the wheel, bumps his high posts. This is Weaver. Weaver left hand dribble, high toss inside Walsh over Schrammick. Right hand hook, no. And it's ripped down by Brooke. Schrammick has it for the Badgers, gives it up to LaBarbera. 8:15 and counting to play, second quarter. LaBarbera crossing over on Weaver, driving strong, now leaves it off outside right for post piece of Lovett. To Schrammick, going downhill to the basket, back out and out of bounds, intended for Wilkie. Turnover by Wisconsin, and that is the Badgers' sixth turnover of the game. Northwestern does give up the basketball a lot. They're 13th in the conference at almost 18 turnovers per game. The Badgers a spot ahead of them, 12th in the conference, turning the basketball over about just over 17 and a half. So both these teams neck and neck as far as that is concerned. Wisconsin forced 22 turnovers by the Beacons of Valpo on Wednesday. Here's a three missed by Wood on the left wing. And it's picked up again by Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter into the game for the Badgers. And the freshman from St. Paul, Minnesota, guides a pass over to Pospisilova on the right wing. Back to Ronnie. Porter now trying to zigzag through traffic. Kicks out to Schrammick. Lasers a pass inside. Nice catch by Williams. Tough shot over Walsh. No good. And it's tipped around and picked up by the Cats. Coach Marissa Mosley wanted a foul called against Walsh. Three by Brown on the right side. Rooms out. There's Williams collecting the miss for Wisconsin. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Pospisilova coming in strong from the right. Mid-range. Good. She stopped on a dime and hit the jumper. And Pospisilova makes it 24-15. 4 points now for Julie P. 7:12 to play, second quarter. Wisconsin leads Northwestern by nine. Mott feeds inside, deep on the right. Here's a shot blocked by Schrammick. That's Walsh with it, but a foul called against Schrammick. And that'll put Northwestern's leading scorer to the free throw line, Kaylee Walsh. She's 6'3". The sophomore is a 78% free throw shooter this season. Northwestern as a team has gotten to the free throw line six times already this season, now 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And the first one is up and in for Walsh. She had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Last game against Chicago State, a double-double for her as Walsh drills two at the line. Now Leitzinger into the game, finds Porter in the backcourt. Some pressure by Northwestern as Porter and Leitzinger play catch in the backcourt. Now dribbling across the timeline and maybe getting away with an over and back was Leitzinger as she was tightroping that midcourt stripe, and I thought maybe she brought it across and then dribbled again, but no call. Porter gets a screen by Schrammick on the right wing, then throws it back to her right to Julie P. Inside feed. Here's a left-hand finish by Brooke Schrammick down low. Flips it up and in with the left hand. 26-17 Wisconsin. 6:34 to play before halftime. Mott has it down low. Tough shot over Schrammick is too strong. And another offensive rebound by Northwestern. Down low, Rainey grabbed it. She's 5'6" to Walsh at the free throw line. Kicking it back out. Here's a drive back over to Walsh. Walsh long too. Gets wedged between the backboard and the rim. And she casually walks back to play defense with a smile on her face. And now, how are we going to unwedge this basketball? That's the question. Oh, they're going to get a mop. Floor wipers. You know, they wipe the sweat up. One of those things. I'm sure it has a name. 6:16 to play first quarter. Second quarter, rather. 26-17, Wisconsin. Badgers lead by 9. They've led by as many as 13 in this first half. Avery LaBarbera has it near the midcourt stripe. Defended tightly by Rainey. Dribbles out to the left wing. Slip screen by Williams. Out on top to Leitzinger. Steers it back over to the right. Pospisilova has it outside right. Screen set by Williams. Pospisilova drives and pulls up long. 2, a fall. Bounces off the rim, off the backboard, and then straight through the bottom of the net. 28-17, the Badgers now lead by 11. They've made 3 of their last 3 from the floor. High pass caught in the corner by Brown. Down low on the left, they get it to Walsh. Missed it, got it, or her own rebound over Williams and Wilkie, and now a foul called, and I think they're going to get Wilkie. It is. And that means Wilkie has 2 personal fouls and will have to head to the bench. Mark that down. 5:37 mark. Maddie Wilkie now heads to the bench for Wisconsin. She's one of the top Badger scorers, third on the team in scoring this season, as Walsh misses the first of two. Walsh has one more to make it a 10-point deficit for the Cats. And she does so. 28-18, Wisconsin, as Courtney Shaw enters the game for Joe McEwen. 15th season as the head coach of Northwestern, a team that has beaten Wisconsin six straight times. And now Copeland turns it over. Her pass got deflected, and Northwestern comes away with it. Turnover number seven today for Wisconsin. This is Brown. Dribbling with the basketball, gives it up to Rainey, darts it back over to the left where it's caught by Wood, steers it, skip pass to Brown, jump pass inside, Mott back out, left side three, that's Wood, it's short, and it drops right into the lap of Copeland. Crossing midcourt, scoops it to LaBarbara, gives it up, Julie P, top of the key, now goes downhill, bounces for Williams, who gets knocked down to the court, and a foul called against Northwestern, and that is the second team foul against the Cats. 5:03 to play, second quarter. Wisconsin by 10. First foul of the game, that's against Shaw. Leitzinger, post Pichalova, Williams, Copeland, and LaBarbara in. Now check it. Now Leitzinger comes out with Brooke Schrammick replacing her. Schrammick, five of her last six games, she's been able to produce double figures offensively. Just missed out in the Valpo game with nine. Post Pichalova, three on the left. That one is off the left side of the rim, no good. And it's rebounded by Brown of Northwestern. She'll dribble into the front court. Zip it to the corner. Caught by Wood. Wood trying to get around post Pichalova. Gives it up to Mott. Mid-range jumper on the right. No good. Offensive rebound again. That's Shaw. Back out. Here's Rainey with the try. No. Wood has the rebound. Another offensive rebound for Northwestern. 13 offensive rebounds in this first half. Wisconsin has two. Here's a drive straight down the middle of the lane. Right-hand layup won't fall. Another offensive rebound. Shaw missed it down deep on the right, and finally Wisconsin rips it away. Northwestern is relentless on the offensive glass in this first half. Post Pichalova inside off the hands of Copeland. She regathers down low on the left. Finds Williams, left elbow. Williams going one-on-one with Shaw, and she bullies her way right to the cup and finishes. That's double figures now for Sarah Williams. The freshman has 11 for Wisconsin as the Badgers settle into their zone defensive look right now. Northwestern on offense, 3:50 to go, second quarter, 30-18. The Badgers up by 12. Rainey gives it to Shaw. Free throw line travel as she makes her move to the basket. And a timeout on the floor. Media timeout, 3:46 to play, second quarter. And Wisconsin leads Northwestern by a score of 30-18. We'll be back after this break. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. 3:46 to play in the second quarter, and Wisconsin leads Northwestern by 12, 30-18. Yeah, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. So a couple of things jump out on the stat sheet so far. in this first half. One of those things, Sarah Williams, 11 points. She's reached double figures already in this game for the Badgers. That is 15 times this season, six straight times now for Williams. So she's on a bit of a roll. Five rebounds for her. The other thing that stands out is the difference in rebounding. Right now, overall, it's Northwestern plus five on the boards. But when you dig a little deeper and look at the offensive rebounding, Northwestern has 14 of its 21 rebounds as offensive rebounds. 14-2, the advantage in offensive rebounding for the Cats. It's led to an advantage of 10-3 in second chance points for Northwestern. So that's something that I'm sure the coaching staff at Wisconsin is going to want to tidy up a little bit for the rest of this quarter and, of course, for the second half. Overall, the Badgers are shooting 57% in the game. Northwestern is shooting 15%. The Cats are 0-13 from the floor in this quarter. Here's Pospisilova to Schrammick, outside left. To Copeland. They'll run it around to the right. LaBarbera tries the three and buries it from downtown. A Badger bomb from LaBarbera. And now Wisconsin is enjoying its largest lead of the game. It's at 15. They've outscored Northwestern by 10 in the quarter. Inside feed. Deep on the left. Mott up with the right hand. It popped out. It's off the hands of Schrammick. And now she rips it down before being tied up by Mott. Possession arrow Northwestern. Even when Wisconsin can grab the defensive rebound, Northwestern now that time able to get it back with a jump ball. Rainey looking to get it in on the baseline. Soft toss caught by Walsh outside the lane. Throws it back out between the circles to Wood. Lobs it over to the left wing. Rainey lobs it inside. Walsh mid-post on the left, spinning. Left hand finish good over Pospisilova. First field goal of the quarter for Northwestern. It comes at 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Now Pospisilova on a drive got tripped up. And that's going to be called against Rainey. That is team foul number three against Northwestern this quarter with 2:49 to go before halftime. By the way, stick around at halftime. As I had a chance to interview Teresa Huff, the former Wisconsin Badger, who will have her number 21 retired here this afternoon. The first woman at the University of Wisconsin to have her number retired. Schrammick bouncing inside. LaBarbera in the lane. Knocks over a defender, but a foul called against that defender. And that's against Sydney Wood. And now that's team foul number four against the Cats. And Northwestern, after winning 17 games last year, they were 17-12. They were even in the Big Ten Conference. Pospisilova at right, brings it back out. Left-hand dribble, throws to the left. Caught by Copeland, outside left. Back to Leitzinger. Leitzinger bouncing high post. Schrammick backing Walsh. Shot blocked by Walsh. And she gets it back. Now Northwestern ball. This year's Wildcats team, after, as I mentioned, 17-12, and now I think stepping on the sideline was Rainey. Turnover Northwestern. After 17-12 last year, the Cats this season 7-13. And 0-9 in the Big Ten. And Sanaya Copeland comes into the game for Wisconsin. LaBarbera trapped in the backcourt by two defenders. Finds Copeland, who gets bumped by Mott. Copeland caught it in the front court right near the half-court stripe. And that'll be team foul number five, so that'll send Sanaya Copeland to the free throw line. Copeland coming off a good performance against Valparaiso. The freshman played 27 minutes, hit for a career-high 9 points. And that free throw falls. Copeland now 3 of 5 from the free throw line this season. Second one by Copeland is going to fall off, no good, and it's rebounded by Northwestern. Wood has it running into the front court with the dribble. 2:05 to go before halftime. Rainey catches. Copeland tried to pick that one off. They go inside to Walsh. Over two Badgers missed it. Williams catches the rebound, and here comes Wisconsin. LaBarbera across half court. LaBarbera down the lane, bouncing for Schrammick. Easy lay-in. Brooke Schrammick with the finish down deep on the right. 36-20. 16-point Wisconsin lead. Largest of the game with a minute 38 to play before halftime. Rainey has it right corner. Copeland closes out. Bouncing down low on the right. Mott blocked by Williams. Ooh, and a foul. And Sarah Williams said, he's sure about that one? Yeah, it was close. I'd have to see a replay. So that's the second against Sarah Williams, so she's probably going to have a seat on the bench. Mott pushed off. Ooh, I guess maybe got a little bit of the arm, but what about the contact created by Mott before that? That'd be my question. 36-20 Wisconsin, so Williams does have a seat on the bench. 11 points, 6 rebounds in the first half. Now here is Mott at the line. 8 points for her, make it 9 after the free throw falls. 36-21 Wisconsin. Next one by Mott is in. So Mott has reached double figures, the first Wildcat to reach double figures. She averages about 7.5 per game. It's the fourth straight game now for Mott in which she scored 10 or more. She came into today over her last three games scoring about 13. Now the Badgers break the press. It's LaBarbera down low on the baseline, thrown to the left corner. Copeland almost lost it, but taps it out to Schrammick. Wisconsin slows it down. Post Pichalova throwing to her right. Open LaBarbera three. Launch, no good. Rebound Northwestern. Outlet right sideline. Lau has it. Lau goes down the middle of the lane, tries to leave it off for her teammates. Caught by Shaw. Shaw up, good, and a foul. They're going to get Pospisilova for a little reach in there. You can tell Pospisilova kind of just wanted to be sneaky about it. Got her hand in there quickly brought it back. Like, nope, that wasn't me. And then just watched it fall. Shaw has an and one now to pull Northwestern to 11. The Badgers have led it by as many as 16. Just a moment ago. That's good. It's a 5-0 now Northwestern run. A minute 4 to play second quarter. LaBarbera trapped in the backcourt, trying to dribble out of it. Finds Leitzinger. Back to LaBarbera, right sideline. Up the right sideline, into the front court, caught by Copeland, and now Northwestern retreats to play defense. Cats will play this blizzard zone defense. It's a modified 2-3 zone. They've been playing it under Joe McEwen for quite some time. Here's Leitzinger. Pass to the left, LaBarbera. Lobs it inside, looking for Pospisilova. Stepping in front of that one, stealing it, is Weaver. Northwestern front court. Wood on the far half of the court. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Wood has it. Outside left, defended by Copeland of Wisconsin. Wood asks for the screen, dribbles away from it, attacks from the left, bangs into Pospisilova, and a block called against Julie P. And the official pointing to the floor saying that Pospisilova was inside the restricted arc. Watch this replay. Pospisilova was inside the restricted arc. Good call. 21.8 seconds to go. Wood at the free throw line to cut it to 10. Late run here by Northwestern. And that one popped out. No good. 77% free throw shooter is Sydney Wood. Northwestern's gotten to the free throw line a ton in this first half. And the second one falls. So now it's at 10. And it's a 6-0 Wildcats run. 20 seconds to play. Cron into the game. Her pass is kicked. It'll stay with the Badgers. 19.3 to play in this second quarter. So Cron, LaBarbera, Leitzinger, Copeland, and Schrammick in for the final 20 seconds or so. LaBarbera catches in the backcourt. Dangerous pass in the front court. Copeland, like a wide receiver, catches it over her defender. Bouncing to Schrammick, back out. Pass deflected. LaBarbera collects. 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Avery, high on the right side. Double team. Left hand pass to Copeland, who launches the three, and it rattles in right before the halftime buzzer. That's a big basket for the Badgers headed to the break. It makes a 10-point game, a 13-point lead for Wisconsin here at the half. at the Kohl Center. It's the Badgers 39, Northwestern 26. And keep it right here when we come back. My halftime interview with Badger legend Teresa Huff, who is having her number 21 retired here at halftime. And we'll hear from the former Badger coming up in 60 seconds. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
That Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime here at the Kohl Center. A three by Sanaya Copeland right before the second quarter buzzer has given the Badgers a 13-point halftime lead, 39-26. They led by as many as 16 points in that first half. Well, here at the half, Wisconsin honoring former Badger Teresa Huff, retiring her number here today. And before today's game, I caught up with Teresa and I asked her what it meant to have her number 21 retired.
It's a great honor. I'm happy to be here on this day where we're celebrating women's and girls in sports and 50th anniversary of Title IX, so all that comes full circle. So it's a great honor.
Your statistics are incredible. 1,879 career points, 1,201 rebounds. And that's the kind of one that kind of jumps out to me, too. Number one in rebounding here. What made you a great rebounder?
Just determination and like playing with all your heart and just going for it. Yeah. You know, you may not score all the time, but you can always get a rebound. And I was 5'11". I was playing against much bigger girls, so kind of determined to get rebounds.
What do you remember most from your playing days? Is there a moment, a game, anything like that? What do you remember most?
There's so many moments, but
do you have a favorite?
I think I think when we played in the WA tournament, we didn't know that was a big deal. And Coach Wiener Qualls came in the locker room and said, you do know this is a big deal. So, yeah, I remember that distinctively.
Yeah.
I was playing with my sister all 3 years, you know, can't beat that.
That must have been a treat for you.
Oh, yeah. She did a lot of the hard work, getting the steals and the assists, and I just stood there posting up. So she did all the hard work.
Yeah. Final question for you. What stands out to you the most about the growth of women's basketball from when you played to where we are today?
It's tremendous growth. With Title IX, when I played, it was kind of in its infancy, you know, 10, 12 years old, and just catching up. Well, no, now catching up, still catching up, but they deserve everything that they have because of Title IX.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on having your number retired.
Thank you very much.
Right. And that is Teresa Huff here at the half, her number 21, being honored and retired here at the Kohl Center today. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 12 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight a few flurries possible at times, lows dip down to about 3 below. Daytime highs approaching 2 above, tomorrow sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 11.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. Halftime here, 39-26 in the Badgers lead Northwestern. As at the half, former Badger Teresa Huff having her number 21 jersey retired. The first women's athlete to have that honor. As she's joined by some of her family members here. As they're about ready to raise number 21 to the rafters, she's joining Frank Kaminsky, number 44. Michael Finley, number 24. And Ab Nicholas, number 8 for men's basketball. And Mark Johnson from men's hockey, number 10, to have their uniform numbers displayed high above the Kohl Center floor. Well, let's take a look at the halftime stats as the Badgers end up shooting a blazing 57% from the floor in that first half. And perhaps that's a continuation from the game on Wednesday night when they had a good percentage against Valparaiso. And even before that, I think they shot 62% in the second half against Penn State on the road this past Sunday. And as you can hear, the fans at the Kohl Center now cheering as that number 21 slowly gets raised up to the rafters here at the Kohl Center. Very cool for her. Teresa Huff, fantastic Wisconsin career, over 1,800 points, 1,879 career points, and 1,201 career rebounds. That's first all-time in rebounding. Top five in Wisconsin history in points. She's fifth in points, first in rebounding, fourth in double-figure games with 102, and first with 60 double-doubles as Huff has her number 21 jersey retired. So the Badgers shoot 57%. Northwestern shoots 19% in that first half. From beyond the three-point arc, the Badgers were 5 of 10. Northwestern 1 for 12. Free throw line, the Badgers 4 of 5. Northwestern 11 and 15. 9 first-half turnovers for Wisconsin, 4 for the Wildcats. Points off those turnovers, plus 1 for the Badgers, 6-5. Rebounding, Northwestern plus 6 at 24-18. And the Cats have 14 offensive rebounds in the first half. Probably should mark that down. 2 offensive rebounds for Wisconsin. And the differential in points is 10-3 in favor of Northwestern. Points in the paint, 14-10 Wisconsin. Blocks tied at 2 apiece. 6 steals for the Cats, 1 for the Badgers at the half. And Wisconsin has 11 assists as a team, 6 for Northwestern. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual stats next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Kulova, 3 of 7 from the floor. She does have a team-high 5 assists in the first 2 quarters. Maddie Wilkie had 3 points for Wisconsin in about 14 minutes of play. Saniya Copeland, after a career-high 9 points against Valparaiso, has 4 points here at the half in almost 10 minutes of action. Once again, 39-26. Wisconsin has the lead over Northwestern at halftime. We'll be back with the third quarter in a couple minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation. Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find